601, 60 degrees, beautiful drive in this morning. Aaron's very colorful today.
Thank you.
Like, nice top. Looks nice. We got, you and I got the bright red, orange kind of summerly thing. Old Debbie Downer, our producer this morning.
I know, I look over at Ryan and I'm like, oh.
Hey, Ryan, what you wearing this morning? Well, you know. You did not get the colorful clothing memo. He's got the sinus thing going this morning. So if you call and you talk to a frog, it's Ryan. It's going around, man. I'm telling you, everybody's got it going. I'm in here and I apologize to you. I'm clearing my throat every 8 seconds.
I've been living off of the 88-cent sinus medicine from Walmart. It works really good, by the way.
You get mini bottles at the liquor store. Same thing. It'll work. You'll forget your throat after a while. I real quick wanted to mention fish flies. You and I were just talking about in the studio. I saw you mentioned some, Ryan, or Monty ran into them, and then I put up a picture of the radar. One of the Toledo TV stations put up a picture of the radar by Putin Bay, Putin Bay. They're covering the radar. It's a giant blob of fish flies making their way to Monroe. Those things are insane.
I saw a couple of them at the gas station by my house, which means...
They're coming.
They're coming.
What do? They just sit on everything, right?
Yeah, they don't do anything. They just feed the fish, make the fish happy for a couple weeks, then they go away, and then they... New Baltimore has their fish fly festival every year.
So they come into town for a couple weeks, bother everybody, then leave.
Pretty much.
I've got an aunt that does the same thing.
What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What do we got, Red?
Ooh, it's a pair of tickets to see the DSO perform Led Zeppelin at Orchestra Hall on July 11th. It's along with Full Rock Band. You can celebrate the 50th anniversary of the legendary Led Zeppelin. Conductor Brett Havens will lead the tribute with hits like Stairway to Heaven, Kashmir, Black Dog, Immigrant Song. But caller 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Good luck.
Okay, so you know how Robert Plant always says they've got a big 400-page Led Zeppelin book coming out, which looks amazing. And then they always ask what question?
You guys going to reunite?
Right. And he's like, no, we're not. We're done. That was in the 70s. We're all in our 70s. We're not going to do that. So last Sunday, he was doing a solo concert. And he got up on stage and sang Led Zeppelin Hot Dog for the first time in 35 years. I'm like, would you quit it? Quit it! He keeps doing this. He's like, nope, you know, we're not going to do this. But I sure love singing the music. So I still don't believe him. I think there's one more left in them.
Maybe.
We're going to talk to Jason Bonham today, as a matter of fact. We'll throw that out at him. So what's coming up in sports?
Well, the most watched sports tournament in the world starts today. And maybe threatening to cook the Tigers rally goose worked.
Oh, okay. You know what? We got to play our song. We actually have a reason to play our song now. Cool. Well, we have a song for the Rally Goose. CSX, Big Jim's house, 623, 60 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And just in 2 days from now. Tito's birthday party.
You know, we're trying to get that mariachi band to come play his party.
Did you reach out for him?
Yeah, we left a message, so hopefully... Tomas calls back and says, yeah, we can come play his birthday party. But we did get our cake secured.
We did.
From Three Dog Bakery. They have three locations. We go to the one at Partridge Creek because they make all of these wonderful dog treats, like little cupcakes and little bones.
Okay, let's get... Now, the point of this is Saturday, there is a birthday party. It's Bark on Biddle. It's a huge event in Wyandotte. And part of it's going to be a birthday party for Tito Santana.
Yeah, it's a two-day event. They have the air dogs, the disc dogs, all different kinds of tricks. There's
and you can bring your dogs, too, though.
Yes, that's what it's about. It's all about bringing your fur babies and having fun. But on Saturday, between noon and 4, we're having Tito's birthday party. We have a pinata. We're going to have prizes for costumes. We're going to have chihuahua races.
We will send you all the information for said event on Saturday. Just text us, of course, the keyword is...
Birthday.
Okay. Is Tito aware of this at all?
Yes, he's very excited.
You haven't tweeted out in his voice recently?
No, but he had a bath and he got his nails cut and he's ready because he...
So you're basically saying your dog is cleaner than I am right now.
He told me he's looking forward to meeting all of the ladies.
No, he didn't. Just chihuahua. Dog's going to rule the roost. Okay, so anyway, again, it's going to be a huge event on Saturday. The keyword, text us all the information. We'll send it to you. Just send us the keyword.
Birthday.
Now, not all dogs are wonderful.
No,
you were telling us, you kind of alluded to this yesterday afternoon when we were talking, and then again this morning. This your mom's dog?
Yeah, my mom was really upset. Well, you know, she had a happy dog that passed away.
Yep, Matt, at your birthday, sweet dog.
Yes.
Last year, yeah.
So they got this new one named Maggie that I refer to as the giant hole. anyhow, it is a wild dog. It's very intelligent, and I think it just gets bored, so it does a lot of bad things. But it got into a rabbit's nest.
Okay.
And killed two of them and ate them.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Like made a mess, kind of went to town on these rabbits?
Like had it in its mouth, and my mom was chasing it, trying to get the baby rabbit away from the dog.
No.
And it just gulped it down and then went back for another one. And, you know, my mom, she can't move as quick as she used to.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what it did. It murdered two baby bunnies. So she's not really pleased with Maggie right now.
So Maggie won't be there Saturday?
No, Maggie will not be at Tito's birthday party. Maggie will be lucky if she...
Well, it's not the dog's fault. It's how dogs are wired, aren't they? I mean, some of them just want to go hunt. It's kind of their disposition.
But I guess she went nuts and she smelled them and started like digging at the ground like crazy and stuff. And then my mom was like, what do you have? What do you have? And then my mom realized...
Up comes the rabbits. Oh, no.
So she had the little babies.
Ate the rabbits.
Yeah, so then my dad had to put fencing up around their little nest to keep her out of it. And the mom came back, thankfully. So the ones that are still in there...
Being protected.
Are being protected.
From your mom's psychotic dog.
Pretty much.
Okay. Maggie the psychotic dog. That's the episode of Bugs Bunny you don't see. That's the one they never show anymore on TV.
How traumatizing.
Yeah, your mom would be like just freaking out trying to get him that way. So just the scent of them and off they went.
Yep.
I am the same way when I see a Zima. Same way. CSX Big Jim's House, 638, 60 degrees right now. Def Leppard there. They'll be here in less than a month, July 13th, out of Comerica with Journey. So it's Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We didn't play tag in the studio. We should sometime. We should play tag here around the radio station. I'm into this movie now. I was just telling you about it in the studio. Everyone's talking about Incredibles 2, and for good reason, right? Comes out Friday. Well, it comes out tonight. It's going to be huge.
14 years in the making.
Exactly. Everyone's been waiting for this. So this movie called Tag with Jeremy Renner was kind of bubbling underneath, and I'm like, what the hell is this movie about? Well, it's based on a true story. Start thinking about when you were a kid and played tag. The story is these guys who were friends were in like a prep school, and it kept going on even when they were adult. They would pick a month, and they would play tag against each other. These are adults now. At the end of the month, whoever's it has to wear the shame of being it for the entire year until you play again. And they'll play tag anywhere. So their work, personal life, whatever, tag, you're it. So the whole premise of the movie is Jeremy Renner's the one guy who's never been it at the end of the month, so they've all teamed up together to go get him.
And it coincides with his wedding.
Exactly. So you could just imagine. So start thinking about it. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Playing tag as a kid, where did you play other than school? And did you ever get injured playing tag? You were telling me you played where?
We used to play flashlight tag in the cemetery off of Cass and Grossbeck.
You can't do that.
Well, you're not supposed to do that, but we did.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're saying not supposed to, so you got caught?
Yes, and then we got in a lot of trouble for trouncing through the cemetery.
So who caught you?
I think somebody snitched on us. And then,
oh, man.
And then my mom was not pleased, but it was like all the neighborhood kids, all my cousins, that's where we would go. We would go play flashlight tag in the cemetery.
Every play tag. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Ryan grabbed a little bit of the trailer here.
Please tell me what's going on here.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
What?
For the entire month of May, every year, we play tag.
You pushed me.
You never know when someone's going to pop up.
Congratulations, buddy. You're in. Doing great, Anna.
Our buddy Jerry is the best that ever played, and now he wants to retire.
Never been tagged.
Okay, so there you go, playing tag. It actually sounds like a pretty cool movie. The one thing I remember as a kid playing tag in the playgrounds, that dome, whatever that Thunderdome thing was.
The Thunderdome.
The metal dome was off limits, man. That was the one thing, because I swear to God, we had a kid named Earl Monroe who always fell off it when we played tag. He would try to do the upside down crawl, and you'd see him like, Earl, no, you can't get me in, it's a boom. And he would just land on the gravel and we'd walk over, tag, you're it.
As soon as you said Thunderdome, the only thing that popped in my head is Mel Gibson and then Tina Turner. We don't need another hero.
That's what it's based on, is the crap that we played on when we were kids. 248-398-WCSX. We're talking tag this morning because of the movie coming out today. I think it'd be cool. You know, you could do a pretty cool Detroit tag. Red Eastern Market.
Great town.
Yeah.
people mover.
Ooh. CSX Big Jim's house, 654, 60 degrees right now, 83 for a high today. Good day to get outside and play some tag with your friends. This movie Tag is talking about two things. Number one, when we were kids, looking back to playing tag. And then secondly, if you're going to play tag here in Detroit, where would you do it? I said Summit Place. I live out in Waterford. That abandoned mall would be great. Just go charging through there, just run all over the place and tag with a bunch of people.
Any mall would be fun, though, because there's lots of people.
You can kind of blend in there. That'd be a good one. The Packard plant? Too dangerous, actually. I don't even know what state it's in. I think they're still giving tours. I know the guy's got it now, the Peruvian gentleman who's working on it.
Just make sure you get a tetanus shot first.
That would be one. Trying to think, though. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, real good. I grew up in a neighborhood in Westland that had an insane amount of children. If we were not nice to each other, we would play sticky wall tag and not come back. You get tagged and you had to go to a wall and stand there. People would stand in insane positions, acting like they were really glued to the wall or the fence that we took. And we'd never come back and get them. It was the same two kids. We'd always just leave them there. They both became priests. So I feel guilty, kind of. Not really at all. And when you're saying play tag at these empty places, no, because you have to have the camouflage of other people. So you need to be in busy places that have all kinds of people.
Okay, so we need to, like, right in the middle. Like, well, okay, so east side? We do it in a busy
airport,
mall. Okay.
Although I'm pretty sure that could cause jail time.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that at the airport. It would be a tough one. Ooh, you know it'd be a good one? Seriously, the concourse of LCA. It's so wide. There's all that stuff. You can run in and out of the different restaurants and bars and stuff.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Bar tag.
Oh, nice. I think you're onto something, Janet. Okay.
I think you need to start it. I'll sign up if you do it.
Okay. We'll call some of your priest friends and see what happens.
Yeah, because believe me, they're drinkers. We're Catholic.
Thanks, Janet.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 704. We're just talking with our engineer Sherry about hitting the playground and playing tag. If you're just tuning in this morning, there's this movie out called Tag. It comes out today. It looks pretty cool. It's based on a real-life story. These guys kept playing tag even as they're adults. And at the end of the month, if you were it, you were it for the entire year. I'm still trying to figure out where you would play tag here in Detroit, other than everywhere. But if you had a specific place. Somebody called in and said a Ford Field during a Lions game. You spill my beer playing tag during a Lions game as much money as it costs to buy a beer at Ford Field? Come on now. We would have problems. That would
be
a tough one.
Even more fights in the stands.
Exactly, if at all possible. I may turn Ford Field into the Silverdome. That's how mad you would get. I mean, yeah, so maybe playing there. What other suggestions? 248-398-WCSX. I said someone play small, but abandoned, kind of like that, run around there playing tag. It would just get kind of lonely.
We got a message that says, my son and I play hide-and-seek tag at Booth Park in Birmingham. There's a huge castle play structure and tons of hiding spots.
There you go. Always a good one here. CSX, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron and Jim. How about Belle Isle?
Ooh,
they've renovated it. It's looking great. I think it would be fun out there.
It would be fun.
During the Grand Prix, too, let you run on the track with the cars.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun and dangerous all at the same time?
Well, no, just the old zoo out there would be a blast to play in.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, keep us rocking.
You got it. 248-398-WCSX. We finally have somebody who's admitting that they injured themselves playing tag as a kid.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll talk to them next. I ran into a basketball pole in fourth grade. Just
one of those steel ones in the cement?
And then I tried to walk it off with my glasses bent in. Not a good look. CSX, Big Jim's house, 709. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We're talking about tag. The movie Tag coming out today. So maybe this is going to become like the thing. What games have we gone back to and started playing? Remember the movie Dodgeball came out? And then there were like dodgeball leagues all over the place.
On ESPN Ocho.
On the Ocho. That's kind of hurt, Cotton. And then after that, it was kickball. And kickball became a thing. Remember, like, there were park and rec leagues of kickball? Everyone was doing that. And now maybe we're all going to be running around playing tag again. Could be.
It's too much effort.
Too much running again?
Yeah.
The same thing? I think I'm with you. It'd be a very confined space tag. Like, I don't know, like, you know,
My living room.
In a meeting. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. 20 by 10 room. We're fine. Other than that, I don't want to reach my cardio index. Nancy Livonia, good morning.
Good morning.
So you got a place for us to play tag?
I was thinking Greenfield Village would be perfect.
Oh!
We have a winner.
Yay!
You could play tag around the guy blowing glass. That would be awesome. They've got open flame.
That might be a lot of liability there, but...
Tammy, that's fantastic. Greenfield Village would be perfect.
Yep. I say we make a team. Let's do it.
Okay. Tag. Do you make team? Tag teams? I guess that's where tag team wrestling came from. They play tag with each other.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd have to look up the rules for that, though.
For tag?
No, for like if you add teams.
We could do it like when they're doing that 1800s baseball, we'll dress up and play like old school tag and just smack the crap out of each other during the game.
You could just dress up and just be part of the game and they wouldn't even know it.
You go to hit and then you turn around, slap the umpire and run. Okay, got it.
Oh, that'd be good.
There it is,
Tammy. That would be really good.
All right, we're working on this. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
I think that's the best one so far. If you're going to play tag somewhere in Detroit, Greenfield Village would be perfect. There's enough people where you can blend in. There's buildings. You can run through the museum because I know they love that at Greenfield Village, like their favorite thing in the whole world. When you run through there because there's nothing expensive in there at all to worry about. your mom facing me. What?
Because I just thought about all of the things that you could break in there.
Oh, yeah.
How much trouble you would get in.
If you blink your eyes too fast, you're paranoid about something falling over. They would kill you if you were doing that. But outside, don't go in the museum, but through Greenfield Village itself. I think you'd be fine there.
I think that'd be a blast.
Or the Rouge. If anyone afforded to let us go play tag while they're building F-150s, they already got the tour. All they got to do is open like two doors and we're right down there on the floor. It's not that hard. People got to be more flexible, man. You got to give to get. It's the rule.
Somebody says, what about Pine Knob?
Oh, God, during a concert? That would be it.
You're it.
During a concert, tag, you're it. I don't even know you. That's okay. Just do that one. One more. Mike, this is the guy who was holding on for us. Mike, go ahead, man. Now, what happened?
First grade, first year at the new school with new playground and everything, I was playing tag. And at the top of the slide, I got tagged, and I turned to see who tagged me. And I busted my face on the slide, broke my front tooth in half, and put a chip in the slide that's still there to this day. And now I have a broken smile because of it, because I never got the tooth fixed to where it looks normal, but it is fixed.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Mike. 248-398-WCSX. Yeah, first rule of tag. Everyone knows that. No elevation. Your feet have got to be on the ground. That's the first rule. You can't go on a slide, right?
Ow.
Yeah, you can't do that one.
That made my face hurt.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. See, if he had had enough to drink a Pine Knob we were playing tag, he wouldn't have cared. CSX Big Jim's house, 724, 61 degrees. 83, I think, for high today. Should be a nice day to do some garage sailing. You're a garage sale person. You brag about that, Aaron.
I love going to garage sales.
Me too.
No, you don't. That was sarcasm at its finest.
We're having one. I found out yesterday after the show. I got a text message from my wife. Hey, we're having a garage sale Thursday and Friday. Can you work these hours? So we're doing a garage sale, apparently. If you're in the Waterford area, stop on by.
Your wife scheduled hours for your family to work at the garage sale?
Just me. She asked me if I was available for a couple hours.
I thought she, scheduled you. Jim.
We have such a formal relationship.
Between 1 and 5, you will man this table.
I'll have my people get back to you about that one, honey. But she brought up something to me, and every time she goes garage sailing, and you just reinforced it in the studio, 248-398-WCSX. I want to find out, mainly from women this morning, if this is true. Men suck at garage sailing.
Yes.
We suck at running garage sales and going garage sailing.
Unless you're an old man running a garage sale.
Okay. Now, but my wife always says when she goes to a garage sale and she sees a guy's there instead of a woman, she knows she's going to get a great deal because the guy doesn't care.
She's 100% correct.
Why? We just don't.
Because you guys just aren't interested. So say an item's like $20 and I come up and I go, I give you $7. Usually you go, okay.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You just reinforced your own point.
I did. I'm just trying to understand if it's just me or every guy. I guess it's all of us. We just don't. I don't know. It's just a bunch of crap in the garage. I wanted to get it out of there.
Older guys, though, like to haggle.
I'll tell this story. 248-398-WCSX. We're not proud of it. We had a garage sale years ago. I think I told you a story before. We had a garage sale years ago. We had these two bicycles. Now, Kathy tells me, at the end of the garage sale, if we haven't sold these bikes, we're going to donate them to charity. A lot of people do that, right? Whatever you don't sell.
You donate.
You donate to charity. So this is the first morning of the garage sale. Within like 10 minutes, we've just rolled up the garage door and it's sale time. Guy comes up in a van and he says, you know, how much are the bikes? And I don't know, I said like 20 bucks or whatever for the two bikes. They were nice. He goes, man, I just don't have 20 bucks. So I go, well, we're going to donate them to charity anyway. Take them. So I gave them to him for free.
Oh, why did you do that?
It didn't cross my... Because we were going to get rid of him anyway.
Yeah, but you just started the garage sale.
Saved room in the garage. I did a great move.
No, you didn't, because you just started the garage sale, and you could have sold them throughout the day, and you gave it away, right? And those are like high-end items at a garage sale.
All I did was make... I made that person stay. See, no, I don't look at it that way. I look at it that I lifted that man up on angel's wings.
I'm going to text your wife and tell her not to let you work the garage sale because you're going to ruin her profit margin.
I'll have her people get hold of my people. Good deal. CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron B, producer Ryan, 734. 61 degrees, going to get the low 80s today. Good garage sale weather. I found out yesterday via text message that we're having a garage sale today and tomorrow. My wife got it all put together in like hours, man. I came home and it was like...
Is it running into the weekend as well or no?
I hope not. My buddy Jeff and I were talking about this yesterday. Him and his wife, he found out that they were having a 5-day garage sale.
Oh, they must have lots
just
of
kept
stuff
carrying
to get
over. This is about a month ago. Kept carrying over. So we were talking about men and women and the difference. Like, I'll admit it. If you come to a garage sale and you make me an offer on something, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, we're getting lots of text messages about that too. I could use some free stuff. Hey, Jim, do you have a car you want to get rid of? What do you got for sale? They're flooding in, by the way.
It's true, though. We just don't... You've told me this. My wife Kathy's told me this, that if you spot a guy running a garage sale here in Detroit, we're going to give you a deal because we just want the crap out of our garage.
Unless it's an older gentleman
who wants to haggle with you.
Because they like to haggle.
Now, but they'll come down on the price as long as you play the game, right?
Most of the time, but that's just a hassle. I don't want to sit there and talk to you for 20 minutes. I want to get my goods and get gone. Just saying.
You just described a strip club. You know that, right? Just saying.
Well, no, like one of the best bargains I ever got, and I think I told you about this, I got a brand new bowling ball, the weight that I throw.
Right.
Hadn't been drilled. Disney Collector's Edition had Goofy on it. So I took it to the pro shop, had it drilled to fit my hand. And I got it for $5, and it was like a $170 bowling ball.
I just didn't hear anything you just said.
I know, because you're a man.
Nothing. If someone comes to a garage sale, man, I'm just, yeah, take it. It's good. It's all good.
A dollar?
Just, yeah, dollar. Everything's got to be a dollar. I'm Brian and Taylor, good morning, bud.
Hey, man, I'm with you, dude. I'm going to throw it away anyways. And you know what? Frankly, if he's got a use for it, take the darn bike now. I don't have to haul him anywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I owe you. Let me pay you.
Right. Brian gets me.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it's totally that. My girlfriend wants to have a garage sale, and I'm like, you know what? Can't we just donate everything? It'll all be gone in a day. Let's go to the park and go enjoy ourselves instead of sitting around to make $150 all day.
I make more than that, though, so that's why I like
to have those. So maybe you keep good junk.
She is a hoarder on some levels.
I am.
Yeah. You're a hoarder a little bit, huh?
No, thank you, Ryan. No. Yeah, Aaron's definitely a hoarder.
Little bit?
Okay. How many shoes do you have?
Too many. That's not the point.
Wait a minute. You can't just pick and choose what you can't gloss over that. You have a lot of shoes. You also has a singing voice, too. You know why I mentioned that? Because guess what happened last night?
The Tigers won.
The Rally Goose is back. They came back and won. Late inning rally. You ready? Here we go.
Goose. You really got me going. You got me rooting for the Tigers now.
In cruise control now.
Yeah. You really goose me now. You got me flying into scoreboards at night.
Oh! Ran into the scoreboard.
You really got me going. You got me rooting for the Tigers now. Oh, yeah. You really goose me now. You got me flying into scoreboards at night.
Down goes the goose.
You really goose me. You really goose me. You really goose me.
And there's a base hit the line.
opposite field RBI single for Victor Reyes, and the Tigers have the lead.
There you go, man. Reyes in the eighth inning of the rally. The Tigers come back and win last night. So the Rally Goose song with Aaron singing. We got to get the Tigers to play this in Comerica.
I don't even think it's the song, though. I think it's the fact that we threatened to cook the Rally Goose live on air yesterday, and he heard it, and then they won.
Or I'll sell you the Rally Goose for a dollar at my garage sale today. You can have them.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. It is 8:01, 61 degrees, 83 for a high today. It's actually really nice outside. So you're driving down the road, and we all see weird things, right? Top of your head, weird things you've seen recently or at all. I saw somebody in Waterford actually take a small block Chevy motor, put it on chains, and put it between two windows and had it support out the back of a van. So, you know, the roll down windows, you open up the back door.
I'm picturing
this. So we're driving along, and then I look, I'm like, that guy's towing a motor out of the back of his van. That was a weird one. I've seen people hauling mattresses, doing that on the freeway.
Well, I just see lots of random barbecues all the time. I don't know why.
We saw somebody had a recliner and somebody was sitting in the back of the recliner. They had it tied down, but they were sitting in the recliner. I don't know if they were trying to hold it down or whatever.
Gee, that's very safe.
Yeah, what could go wrong? The reason I mentioned that, here's the noise. That is not fish flies. This is on a freeway. He's filming this. He's yelling, pull over at him. That is a U-Haul trailer. You know, the small ones that you get, little box ones hooked on the back of your car that don't weigh that much. A U-Haul trailer. On its side, on the freeway. It was on its side, dragging on its side down the freeway, and the person driving it did not notice.
How can you not, though? That's what I want
to
know.
You got to look at the video. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is garage. It'll take you right to the garage page, and it's up there. How they didn't notice that, you can hear how loud that was just as the person's filming it from their car in the next lane. But they kept going, like, just completely oblivious to it.
Even if your tire's a little low, you notice that on the car right away. So how can you not notice, like, a 500-pound trailer?
I just want to see the guy for the U-Haul when you return it and they have that little checklist, you know, and they walk around the outside of it.
Just throw it up in the air and walk away.
We got that. Tires look good. Look on the inside. It's clean. The left side's completely missing. It's a damnedest video. Again, 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. The keyword is
garage.
Yeah, if you can top that, we'd love to hear from you. But, man, dragging a U-Haul trailer down the freeway. We were talking about this video. It's up on our page. It's in the garage page, actually. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
garage.
If you can't figure out what this is. Wow. There it is. That's a guy dragging a U-Haul trailer down the road. It's on its side on the freeway. It sounds a lot like my Vega normally did when I was in high school. But you can hear him telling to stop. Our producer has a theory that the guy knew damn well that it was on his side and just didn't care. Just kept going.
But why would you not care?
I don't know. There's so many things to this. 248-398-WCSX as well. Things you've seen on the roads here in the Motor Cities. We always talk about it. I mean, you get just strange stuff. People driving around doing things. I watched a guy eat Chinese food on 696 both hands.
I've seen a guy eating a whole pizza, had the box in one.
Remember you talking about that.
I was like, seriously?
He had it on the dash or where was the box?
He had the box and he had it like teetering on the steering wheel and his lap and then was cramming slices down his face with the other. I was like, seriously, dude? I even pulled up next to him. I was like,
just pull over.
Pull over. Go if eat. You're that hangry, exactly. Stop the car.
Distracted eating is a horrible thing. It's you're driving a car, dude. 248-398-9279. Oh, it's our buddy. Morning, Amy.
Hey, how you doing, Big Jim?
Good. April, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Aaron, I wanted to say thank you guys yesterday for putting Big Daddy on the radio.
Oh, that was your dog.
Big Daddy is mine, and so is Big Mama Zuzu. They wanted to wish Tito happy birthday.
Well, he was very appreciative of that, and he asked if they will be attending his birthday party.
We are going to try to make it.
Okay.
So, but anyhow, what I wanted to tell you, I drive school bus, you know, so I'm taking the kids to the Michigan School for the Deaf. They go there. So I'm driving from Royal Oak, and I get up to Flint and get off on Court Street, and this guy is coming up next to me hauling this trailer. And I'm thinking, God, that trailer's awful loud. What's going on with that? And I turn and look. The tailgate has fallen off. It's being held on by one chain. Instead of the jerk pulling over and fixing it, you know what he does? He goes down, flying down Court Street, which is 30 miles an hour, flies down Court Street, whips around onto Beach, just flooring it to see if the tailgate is going to fly off so he doesn't have to get out and fix it.
Wow.
I'm like, are you kidding? I'm not the only one. The guy was standing on the corner. Usually there's police officers all over down there, and that's a, you couldn't find one if your life depended on it. And we and I watched him because I had to wait at the light. He went up to the next light, and he gunned it again and see if it was flying off.
That's craziness.
I'm like, how lazy are you?
You're awesome.
But anyhow, I had to call and tell you that because I thought, I can't believe that somebody else would be that stupid and do that.
There it is. Thank you, April. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Again, if you are just tuning in, the big story, though, is that Tito is having a birthday party on Saturday.
Yeah, it's Bark on Biddle. It starts Friday, runs on Saturday. If you text the keyword birthday to 248-398-9279, I'll send you all the info to your phone. But there's going to be a pinata. There's birthday cake for dogs. There's going to be a costume contest. There's going to be
the people or
chihuahua
dogs?
Races.
Can you dress up for this or just the dogs
just
on
the
Saturday?
Just the dogs.
April said she'd be there. Why don't you like match up with Tito at matching outfits?
You know, it's supposed to be rather warm on Saturday. I bought Tito a really nice little shirt that says birthday boy.
I had to ask. I apologize, people.
But yeah, it's going to be warm and I don't want him to get too warm.
What about a thong?
On a chihuahua?
Sure. I would love to see that.
A man, like a mankini?
Yeah.
A dogkini?
Why not?
On a 2-pound chihuahua?
Mama, this keeps riding up where I should have had something, but you took it away from me.
Tomorrow, our ultimate Father's Day, we'll have trying to hit our producer Ryan in the face with hockey pucks.
For amazing prizes.
Well, we'd do it either way. I mean,
you're right.
Thanks to Traeger and Joe Lewis for the seats and the Steve Miller, Peter Frampton tickets. But really, we just wanted to shoot hockey pucks at Ryan tomorrow.
Ryan.
Yeah, so we've got four. We got to narrow down. We got our fifth and final one. We had Brian, Kevin, and Matt were the people you just heard getting mad like dad. Bring back any memories?
You know how much I got yelled at?
Yes. Yeah, I've said
Wait,
before.
You've met my dad.
Yeah, your dad. They're going to build a statue. They are. They're going to have a statue of him with a vein in his forehead right there where it just runs up over your right eye. So we had to make a decision, and everybody was great, but we went with Matt.
Are you kidding me? How many times do I have to take the keys from you or try to hide them in different places? I mean, wait until your mother gets home and finds out about this.
Ooh, drop
I don't even know what to say. Is common sense not common anymore? Come on now. How many times do we have to just, I don't even know. I don't know what to say.
I love that one. Is common sense not common anymore?
When he evoked mom, though. See, I knew I was in trouble opposite. When my mom said, wait until your father gets home, I knew I was getting my bum beat.
I knew when my dad was suddenly like Hank Hill. All of a sudden, he's like, what the hell is wrong with you, boy? You got no common sense, son. What were you thinking? Damn it, Bobby. It's Jim. I don't care. All right, so he'll be here tomorrow. We'll be shooting hockey pucks. We'll do all this on Facebook Live. Aaron will be the one giggling.
Of course.
Dunk. Yeah. Maybe. Yes, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Triple Shot Thursday here. Had a question for you.
Okay.
I saw this today, and I've never thought about this. This item should be cleaned at least once every 6 months. It's something you normally have in your office, and it fits in the palm of your hand.
Your mouse?
The computer mouse. I've had the same computer here at the radio station probably for a decade. I don't think I've ever cleaned the mouse off.
You don't see me in here all the time cleaning everything?
So you're supposed to clean them, but it's your own hand.
You never know who else is touching it, but you're also putting like dead skin and stuff like that all over it.
Well, I lick it once a year.
Oh, well,
that's okay then. You don't mind? your work today, just lick your mouse. That's all you gotta do. You don't need all that.
No.
You don't remember them doing that Little House on the Prairie? Oh, yeah, that's how they cleaned everything back then. You churn butter and you lick mouse. It's true. That's right. Google it.
Wow.
I'm not sure. I'm afraid to type in licking the mouse on Google. Don't. It's a work computer. No. Just licking the mouse?
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize to Carl, our IT guy, for that search. That'll come up on the corporate browser soon.
The first video is a dog licking a mouse.
There you go. Okay. There you go. So now for one thing. So clean your mouse with a wipe. Don't lick it. Good Lord. Okay. Hey, when you are going to clean your mouse, you want to be able to see it clearly so you know you're cleaning the right thing. So that's where LASIK comes in. I'm sure Dr. Yaldo is so proud we're tying him in with this. But seriously, though, you and I and a lot of people we know now have gone to see Dr. Yaldo. And I say it all the time. You see better because you went to see Dr. Yaldo.
Now, you had monovision, which corrected both far and near vision because you didn't get to a certain point. Your reading ability starts to go down.
Well, that's where it went away first was I was having trouble reading. I read a lot and I was having trouble reading.
Well, yeah. I had CATS, which is the most precise LASIK in the world that gives better than 20/20 90% of the time. I have all kinds of problems with seeing at night and with astigmatism, and I asked all of these questions to try and figure out which procedure was going to be the best for me, and that's what it's about. When you go visit Dr. Yaldo, ask questions.
You got to make that call, 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. You can make an appointment right there. There's videos and everything else. Ask about the multifocal lens implants as well. Pretty interesting procedure. They're calling it the Rolls-Royce option, but if you're over 50, it's definitely an option for you. Over 30,000 LASIK surgeries, 10,000 lens replacements. You and I, better for it. I mean, Yaldo, is it fair to say, kind of change your life? All the stuff we're getting rid of.
Well, think about it. No more contacts.
Right.
No more glasses. No more fumbling around trying to find your glasses in the dark. No more getting up extra early to deal with contact lens solution and putting your finger in your eye.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember it was always I would lick my computer mouse and then I would lick my eye afterwards. That's how I'd keep my eyes clean back in the day. I don't have to do that anymore. Dr. Yaldo, 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan Julian coming in next. I want to say hi to Dan and Shannon. Andiamo, Trattoria Clarkston, Main Street, or surrounded by 75. Great place. Very cool Sunday brunch, too.
Andiamo.
Yeah, Clarkston, the city of the week here. So, 41% of Americans say, what restaurant is their favorite drunk dining spot?
Denny's.
Taco Bell.
Ah.
Mickey D's is next, then Waffle House.
All makes sense.
On an average, we consume an extra 775 calories after a heavy night of drinking. IHOP did make the list, by the way. It's sixth.
IHOP?
All right. There is Denny's on here as well. So you had two of them.
Because that was our go-to spot after the bar would close on the east side. There's a Denny's on Gratiot, and we would go there and get Grand Slam breakfast or the Moons Over Miami. That was like our spot.
Oh, my God. What a rush. That was like the greatest sandwich ever.
Moons Over Miami?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Moons Over Miami.
Especially when you're, like, hammered. It was really, really good.
Because if you think about it, they had to have written the name for the sandwiches while they were drunk. Because that's the only, right? That's nice. Like, what do you want? Moons Over Miami? What? Did you play in a guy in the video while we're listening to We're going to wrap it up here. Jolene's next. Tomorrow, busy show. We got Battle of the Burbs. By the way, the West Side is only three back.
I know. I'm starting to get a little nervous. East Siders, you better bring it.
Women Who Rock. We'll talk with someone tomorrow. Pretty interesting.
Oh, this story. It's an emotional story. It involves the Dr. Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal out of MSU and USA Gymnastics. Yeah, it's intense.
We'll get into that. Also, Classic Rock VIP passes. We'll play Who the Hell Bought It. We'll also be shooting hockey pucks with producer Ryan. Our Friday six-pack, too. We're going to honor Father's Day with grill songs. Things that are hot. Things that have fire are hot in them. The Kid is hot tonight.
Ooh.
I'm going to wear my Mike Reno headband tomorrow. Julian's next. Bye.